This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Apple says it'll spend $2.5 billion to help fix California's housing crisis. That follows billion-dollar pledges from Google and Facebook earlier this year. Some critics, though, say all of this giving is just not enough. Teddy Schleifer is senior reporter at Recode. He covers finance and influence, and he joins me now. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. Okay, so that sounds like a lot of money, right? $2.5 billion. And it seems pretty generous, but Apple makes a lot more than that.
Right. You know, I think the most interesting reaction this yesterday came from none other than Bernie Sanders, who said this was Apple throwing pennies at a problem that they helped create. Obviously, this is not pennies, and, you know, $2.5 billion sounds like a massive amount of money. But given Apple's size and given the scale of the problem, some people could argue it's not actually enough.
Well, it seems the governor was okay with it. He called it an unparalleled financial commitment and that it indicates Apple is serious about solving this issue. Does that indicate that Apple is serious about solving this issue, or does it indicate something else?
Sure. I mean, Gavin Newsom has kind of placed a big priority on getting tech companies specifically to pay more attention to the housing problems in their own backyard. And he's asked, try to raise money from tech companies to do just that. And I think, you know, Newsom's kind of position here reflects the fact that Apple is indeed doing something unprecedented with its own money. But I think the scale of the problem here shouldn't be underestimated. And two things can be true at once. Apple can both be digging deep and making a commitment that puts other tech companies to shame and meets Newsom's priority, but you could also argue at the same time that's not mutually exclusive with it being insufficient to solving the problem.
Right. And so, meanwhile, I guess I'm wondering, because Apple is notorious for avoiding paying taxes or avoid paying its what it owes if it didn't figure out some creative accounting. So, for instance, it doesn't really pay a lot or any California state tax because it locates a lot of its business in Nevada. For tax purposes, even though its products, I guess, are designed and created in Cupertino. But if it did pay state taxes, would it be more than $2.5 billion?
Yeah, I don't actually know the exact numbers there, but that is the argument that this sort of philanthropic altruism, as Sanders called it, sort of misses the point. And obviously, you know, Apple is celebrating this as kind of a much ballyhooed investment in its local community. But, you know, you're right. Apple and frankly, other tech companies also do everything within the letter of the law to avoid paying corporate income taxes. And, you know, loopholes do exist. And Apple and Facebook and Microsoft, which are three companies that recently have announced new initiatives to pay for new housing programs in their local communities, all those companies at the very same time are definitely using the law to, as you mentioned, kind of keep assets out of state, out of the country. And that is, in the eyes of some, makes this kind of unparalleled commitment, as Gavin Newsom says, somewhat the second best option, right? You know, there are some on the left who believe that the best option would be for these companies to pay their fair share in corporate income taxes, and then maybe you wouldn't need a $2.5 billion commitment from the private sector.
What is the role of Apple and these other tech companies in driving up housing costs?
You know, so many of the country's hottest real estate markets are in the San Francisco Bay Area, and there's a reason that coincides with the explosion of these tech giants. You know, you have more and more people moving here who are higher income, who are being paid very, very well, and that tends to price out lower income people. And there's, you know, you've seen the rise in the Bay Area, at least, of sort of these super commuters, people used to live and work in San Francisco who now live in places like Stockton, California, that are several, more than a few transit stops away from downtown San Francisco. And a lot of that blame, rightly or wrongly, falls on tech companies as sort of the caricature of an economy that has gotten way too hot and has priced out more and more people. You know, I think there's an intellectually honest argument that can be made that too much blame is put on the tech companies, but at least politically, they've sort of become the punching bag for those who think that the Bay Area economy has just gone off kilter.
Yeah. Well, and they've also become a punching bag for all sorts of other things, at least like kind of bipartisan punching bag, actually. And many of the Democratic presidential candidates have talked about breaking up Facebook and some of the other companies and actually taking just a more stringent look at how much power these companies have. Elizabeth Warren talks about a lot of financial power that these companies have and how she's against that. So is this also an attempt to blunt some of that criticism?
Sure. I mean, look, I mean, there is no question that Apple gets a round of positive PR out of this, as every company does. But look, I mean, this is, these companies are on the defensive in a way they've never been before. And to me, you know, I thought Bernie Sanders' comments yesterday sort of spoke to this new the tension between the Democratic Party and big tech moving to new terrain. Right. As you mentioned, a lot of the conversation around these companies has centered on their economic power. Whether or not they control too much of the market like Amazon does, or whether or not they have kind of created unfair business practices or treat their employees poorly. Sort of the conversation about their impact on housing has not really been at the forefront of this conversation. But I think as the Democratic Party and these tech giants sort of tangle with each other, we're going to see this move onto new turf. And their impact on housing is something that has sort of been underappreciated. And it seems like now, the Bernie Sanders of the world aren't just buying the applause line, so mm-hmm. to speak, and they're actually kind of putting new pressure and asking new questions about whether or not these commitments are sort of missing the point.
So why is he the only one saying it, at least so far?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, Sanders was, I'll be honest, I myself was a little bit surprised to see Sanders come out for this. I mean, I think a key piece of context here is that the California Democratic primary is much earlier in the cycle than every other cycle past. And that, I think, is going to kind of make this conversation around housing in the Bay Area, not necessarily specific to tech companies, but the Bay Area housing conversation is obviously a key part of local politics. And I think that every politician that's going to be, at least those that will be around by California in March, is going to have some answer on housing issues. So Sanders clearly here sees a way to kind of bind the conversation around tech to the conversation around housing.
Hmm. So I guess I'm wondering if this is becoming linked, like these big, the power that these tech companies have and the high housing costs, if there is anything going on aside from just politicians waiting for a handout from these companies? Are they actually going to try to force these companies to give back some of their money?
Right. Well, actually, next year, there's a major ballot initiative called the Split Roll, which is a measure in California that will be on the 2020 ballot, which basically is trying to remove some of the caps that are assessed on property owned by large corporations in all across California. So that's a way in which, you know, we'll see how that goes. It's going to be a major ballot initiative. Who knows if they'll win? But if successful, some activists think that's the way to actually address housing issues in the state, by basically requiring the Apples of the world to pay more money. That's something that I think, Bernie Sanders has come out in favor of the split roll. So have many presidential candidates. That's a way that would sort of seem to alleviate the need for tech companies to basically dig out of their own pocket. If the split roll was successful, these companies would be paying more voluntarily.
Teddy Schleifer covers finance and influence at Recode. Thanks for joining us.
Sure thing.
Coming up, writer Nick Neely walked from San Diego to Palo Alto, tracing a Spanish expedition from 250 years ago. He slept outside most of the time and almost came upon a mountain lion.
I think it was 30 or 40 feet. It did a call like, Zoe. That's one of their calls. They make a number of different calls.
His story next on Press Play.